And I apologize. Dealey's last name is Welsh, not Welch. I should have put my glasses on, which reminds me when I had to, when I moved here from Ontario, I had to go through the process of getting a Quebec driver's license, and it, you don't want to know. People outside the province find the process charming. I went to four different locations, and finally someone handed me a sheet of paper, and by that point I was a little irritated, and I was holding it up, and I said, now what is this? And she said, it's asking if you need glasses. So I learned a valuable lesson that day. Okay, so we're going to look now at how banks and financial services can scale up and help people in need. And Anne Gabory is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Développement International Desjardins. Please welcome Anne Gabory.
Good morning. In fact, I changed a bit my presentation to build on what have been said, what has been said here in the last 2 days. So maybe the title is not correct at this moment. We talked a lot about money. One person said yesterday, I think maybe money is not the most important aspect of poverty. It cannot solve everything just to have access to money. In fact, I quite agree with that. And in a lot of cases, money is just a constraint of development. When you cannot have access to money precisely at the moment you need it, you are in trouble. So maybe it's a new way to look at it. If you have the opportunity to start a small business or small economic activity, to buy medicine, you need to buy medicine. You need to have a small amount of money to send your kid at school at the beginning of the year. You know, to have access to the money at the right time, it's quite precious. That's why we prefer to talk about improving access to financial services rather than microcredit or microfinance. So here we have our beliefs, development beliefs, and we think that the best way to increase financial accessibility is to develop locally owned financial institution, and ideally collectively owned institution. To build on local resources, you know, even in very poor areas, there is money, there is savings, to build on local skills and help people to develop their own institution. We believe that is really important to link these institutions into integrated network. These institutions collecting savings and having credit activities must be supervised and legalized. And the ultimate goal is to have a great impact, to reach a lot of people. That's the inclusive challenge if we want to increase, really, the percentage of people having access to this resource and finally reduce dependency of the person, the family, and the community. So where do you come from to think like that? We are a nonprofit organization, part of the Desjardins Group, which is a financial cooperative group. Here we have Alphonse Desjardins, which is the founder of the Desjardins Group here in Quebec. And this is the first co-op. We have Caisse Populaire. And it's interesting to see what were the concerns of Alphonse Desjardins, you know? What was it thinking about when he developed this small case? So he was concerned about access to financial services for people because there were no financial services for ordinary people, you know? And he was really concerned about organization. How can we help people to organize themselves to be able to give themselves a development tool? And we were, you know, at the beginning of the last century, that how he was thinking. Alphonse Desjardins was open to the world, you know. He was having activities with founders of great co-op movement in Europe, and he's always been really open to share his experience here with other part of the world. So maybe it was an altermondialist, you know, but de son époque. And Desjardins today, just to remind that cooperative is still a modern tool. Desjardins is a very large financial institution here in Quebec, 5.8 million members on a population of 7.5 million people, and hundred of cases all over the province, and now we are also operating outside Quebec. And in this trend, I have few examples of what does it mean to be cooperative. Half of the profit are returned to members, are returned to the community through dividends, personal dividends, collective dividends, or sponsorship. We also have venture capital, which is a regional risk capital to help to develop, support the development of small enterprises and even new cooperative in different sectors of activities. And we also have microcredit activities with a community-based organization, you know, to help people that are outside the system, help them to start new activities and be able to reintegrate the formal system. Because in the north, the concern about financial services is to reduce exclusion, and in the south, it's to increase inclusion. So we are an NGO, part of this Desjardins group, and we've been working in development for 40 years now. And we have been created to empower people in developing countries, and to do it by helping them to develop their own community financial institution, to help them to develop these institutions, manage them, and be profitable. Because we think that it is a very interesting strategy to create something sustainable and to provide financial services to the community on a long-term basis. So we are a co-op. I'm quite surprised not to see more co-op representative here, because there's a lot of activities in Quebec and Canada which are based on co-op model. And you know, we have been saying yesterday that social business is not for me, it's for you. So co-op business is not for me, and it's not for you, it's for us. It's about inclusiveness. And we think that inclusiveness, it's a pertinent tool to reduce gap between poor and less poor, and rich people. And principles are quite simple. Get together, get organized, share local resources, share the profit, and try to build a local assets and reduce our dependency, a collective assets. And doing that, we are creating our own institution. We are also creating a place where we could learn to manage. And in a lot of countries, we will create a place, a small place of democracy, where we will learn to practice democracy. You know, in a lot of countries, the only place people can vote, it's inside their cooperative. So it's not just only a financial institution. It's a learning place. And ultimately, it's to build collective power. That's what we're talking about. So we are active in the microfinance sector. We prefer to say microfinance than microcredit, but we prefer to talk about, ultimately, accessibility to financial services. And again, in a lot of countries now, more than 80% of the population don't have access to very simple financial services. So there's a lot to do. Here it is an example of what we've done in one country, Burkina Faso, which is one of the poorest countries in the world. The first in 1972, we helped them to develop the first co-op. After that, the second level organization, the third level organization, we helped them to supervise their operation, to computerize their operation. And today they are completely autonomous. We are still in partnership with them, but they are self-profitable, completely managed and owned by Burkinabe people. Okay? And now they're asking us to help them to develop a regional co-op bank with other cooperative networks operating in the same sub-region. So they are progressing, they are trying to reach more people in a more professionalized way in their country. So today there are more than 100 co-ops all around the country. They reach more than 1 million families in this country, and having an assets and savings above $100 million in a country where poverty line is 57 cents a day. So it's quite impressive. We succeeded to do that with them in Burkina Faso and in a lot of other countries all around the world. We maintain contact with our partners. Our partners, South partners, are our cooperative operators, and we have annual meeting with them, and all of them, you have all the results. They reach collectively, all these operators reach more than 6 million families in the world. We're here to talk about health, having access to financial services at the right moment, have some indirect impact. We've seen that in Burkina Faso, an impact study we realized 6 years ago, that all the profit made with a loan under 1,000 dollars, all the profit were reinvest in basic needs. So really to see something that would look like a reinvestment in a small business, they have to have access to a loan that is more than $1,000, which is quite important. So financial activities on a long-term basis for a long moment is just to survive. That's what we see. And at the bottom, we see a very small product. We help people to introduce this in a cooperative in Haiti. It's a loan of $100. And if the family can have access to this loan, the child can go to the school at the right moment and be able to finish the year and go to the next grade the next year. So it is quite an important impact in the life of the child and of the family. So this is a direct impact of health. We also have really direct impact. We're trying to support these networks to introduce new financial services like health insurance and mutual health. Some of our partner with the community dividend decided to create a mutual health, insurance mutual health for the members of the co-op. So it's an example of return to the community. So finally, in conclusion, we think that we have to target greater than microcredit and talk about accessibility generally to financial services, because poor people need a diversity of services. And for the perspective of the financial institution, it's good to have a diversity of clientele also. We should try to consolidate existing institutions. You know, a network of cooperative institutions, once it is integrated, it's a wonderful distribution channel to introduce new services for all the communities that this network can reach. Think about system. If we really want to have an impact, we have to think, how can we have more impact? How can we use the institution to reach more people, consolidating their activities? And to do that, we need long-term development vision. We certainly need more money, but we need money coming for public fund, but also private fund. The public fund is to finance the development of local capacities, because again, we think that it is the best way to have a sustainable solution, build the local capacity, reinforce what is existing, and build on a financial local resources. And private money is often, the business side of the institution. Introduce the business spirit in this co-op or other community-based financial institution to think about being profitable, because they have to be profitable to be there next year and in 10 years also. And the balance of these two funds are really important also. So just want to remind that co-op is not an old model. It can be a very modern strategy. It is a very valuable development strategy, and it is an inclusive development strategy. So maybe we can put it in the basket of our recommendation. Thank you very much.
Merci, Anne. Jean-Vincent is our